The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet.
Let's get it on!
Oh, Jackie Wisniewski lost it. Nazem Kadri scores! It's a hat trick for Kadri!
TNT there with the call. I'm trying to kind of put into the proper category what Kadri's performance was. The Avalanche were up 2-1. They got home ice back. So I don't know if it was like an insanely clutch performance. But it'll go down as one of the most memorable Denver sports playoff performances just because of just all the circumstances swirling around. It has to be right up there at the top or maybe the best when it comes to just sticking it to
right. All
of his critics.
It's the ultimate one-finger salute.
It's the ultimate F you performance I've ever seen.
It was incredible.
Really?
It truly was. And you mentioned it. I mean, you got Radnan, empty net, but MacKinnon and McCarr haven't scored in this series. And to be able to put up three when you're public enemy number one, every time you touch the puck, you get booed. They're trying to give you the business. Dude, it was just like, yeah. And the fact that he hasn't reacted, that his reaction is just, let me score some goals. And then when he scored the second and he skated down the ice, like just looking at the fans, like just, I mean, one finger saluting the whole fan base. It's one of the cooler moments that I've
got. It really is. When you think about it, we always joke about, hey, you want to show them? We'll go out and beat them, that type of thing, right? You don't have to resort to words and fight. Just go out and beat them. Well, okay, easier said than done. But in this setting, to go out and score a hat trick, and you just know that the frustration, seething level of all those players, coaches, and fans in the building, because you're just left sitting there going, I hate him.
There's one other thing that I've always found intriguing about guys who have a little crazy, guys that are a little bit touched. Like, they're taking cheap shots at him, and, you know, when they took the multiple penalties, and I mean, just cross-checking in the back, and then driving his ice.
That was Bertuzzi-esque, man. Yeah, that's how scumbag those performances were right
now. And when he gets up, and he's just got that wry smile on his face, like, no big deal. Like, there's a certain level of crazy that you have not to react, and he's got that, man. It's pretty cool.
I can't imagine a more satisfying game for Nazem Kadri than what he experienced last night. Next on the Morning Brew.
I think there's touchdowns all over the field. You know, that's what I think. I think that with the offensive line up front, I think with the guys that we have, the playmakers, at the receiver position, I think the guys at the tight end position, even Dolchus is a really good rookie too as well. He gets the game. You know, just the energy of what we're doing, I think it's really spectacular.
So Broncos OTA yesterday, in a photo that has gone viral, there's our man Mark Schlereth standing there chopping it up with Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
One-on-one.
Yeah.
Can you share what the conversation was about?
Well, like I said, you know, when you broadcast games, NFL games every week, and you meet with guys face-to-face, you develop a relationship. Not that it's in-depth or anything, but Russell and I've probably done close to 10 Seattle games. And so, like, it's funny, I was talking to Patrick Smythe about just Russell in the room in those production meetings, and how is he? And I go, he's awesome. Now, if you ask him a bunch of football questions, you're going to get a bunch of, he's running for governor. You know, he's a politician in there. But when you start to talk to him about life and other people, that's where you get insight from. Russell don't want to talk about himself. He don't want to talk about the game plan necessarily. But when you start talking about, hey, man, tell me what Courtland Sutton's been like his progression. Tell me, Jerry, if you start talking about stuff like that, and I told you this, like when I asked him, who do you study? And he just lit up this a couple years ago, and he goes, oh man, I study the histrionics and the field presence and the general nature of Peyton Manning and the accuracy and the timing of Tom Brady and the footwork of Drew Brees. And I try to implement all these. And so I go get these cut up films and I watch, and like, he's like, he just gives you, like, it's just great. And so we've developed that relationship, and he's coming off the field. And I was just standing there and, you know, embraced, gave a big hug. And I just basically said, hey, welcome to Denver, man. We are so excited. We're so quarterback starved. We are so excited to be here.
And did you say, hey, now that we're living in the same town, we could become best friends?
Yeah.
Hang out.
Yeah.
We get to hang out now.
Yeah.
I like you.
When are you guys having us for dinner?
Next on the Morning Brew.
I'm honored to be part of it. I think, I played in the NBA 10 years, never played in the finals, been a part of a couple of organizations, the Western Conference Finals only with this team. So to have a legitimate top guy, top three guy in the NBA, and be still at the task of trying to put a roster around him that he can get the championship and go all the way is an honor.
Well, as Calvin Booth now ascends into the big chair, as he'll take over for Tim Connelly. No surprise, Connelly takes the deal in Minnesota. And I love how the Nugget Spinmeisters are spinning this one. Is that, well, hey, geez, once the Timberwolves gave Connelly that offer that included the ownership stake, what were the Nuggets to do? You know, you could have seen this coming a year or two ago.
Mm.
You could have got way out ahead of this. Especially one thing that became clear throughout this entire process, Connelly didn't really want to leave. This was kind of one of those things. The offer that he had from the Timberwolves was on the table for a couple days. He kept waiting for the Nuggets to step up. They didn't. So I don't want to hear this, oh boy, what are the Nuggets to do? Well, the Nuggets could have not dragged their feet. They were ready to let him go. They had already made up their mind.
Right.
They were going to let him go.
Yeah.
And so, you know, stop with this revisionist history to try to make the Nuggets look good. That, boy, they just got a crazy offer from the Timberwolves that, boy, tough to lose Conley, but you don't want to try to match that. That's crap.
Yeah, when you have somebody in your building that you have a ton of respect for that's done a phenomenal job of putting a team together, and you know that he's going to be coveted by somebody else, it's always better to come a year or two early than it is a year or two late. And I mean, ultimately, it's your decision, and you've promoted from within, and you've had success doing it, and you don't want to pay the freight, the going freight. You don't, and that's your prerogative, but you should be held accountable. It should be pointed out. You should be held accountable. This is the organization that you've decided to run, and that's your choice, and it's fine, and it's worked so far. We'll see if it continues to work, Mike. That's all.
Real quick, next on the Morning Brew.
Today it flared up. He got to the park, as every player does, goes through his routine in the cage. Just didn't feel as though it was game ready.
Tough SOB.
Wow. Chris Bryant misses 21 days after sleeping on a jail bed. Bad back. Comes back, plays a game on Saturday, one on Sunday, and then the back flares up again. Oh. And he's out last night against Pittsburgh.
The back is a serious, serious. By the way, you lost arguably the worst team and the worst organization in baseball yesterday.
Hey, good for Chris Bryant. All $160 million of it's guaranteed.
Yeah, you don't want to rush. Hey, it's a long season, Mike. You don't want to rush right back into playing.
The long season, it's a long contract. You want to make sure it pays off in the end.
Holy smokes.
Wow.
Although I will say this.
But hey, why do we want Nolan Arenado or Trevor Story? We got Chris Bryant.
You had a week back. It happened about 3 weeks back. So anyhow, that's unfortunate.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.